is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And good morning, everyone. I am Cheryl Fritz, filling in for Steve Gruber today. Been here the last couple of days. Enjoyed it immensely. Let me remind you, anybody would like to jump in and has something they want to share with us this morning, number is 888-900-9966. That's the hotline number if you have something you want to share with us this morning. Woke up to a very foggy day in mid-Michigan here in the Lansing area today. Some school closings I know in the area as well. Because of that fog, but we are expecting it to burn off and be lovely and another record-breaking day temperature-wise, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. We teased with you yesterday with meteorologist Jim Geyer from WLNS-TV6 about some severe weather coming up. When you have this kind of a warm stretch in February, you might have to pay for it in some way. We have some cold coming in over the weekend, and he's going to tell us about some severe weather we may be looking at over the next couple of days as well. So we will stay tuned for Jim to talk to him a little bit later. Ran across an article yesterday written by Cal Thomas. Again, my regular day job is as assignment editor at WLNS-TV6, a CBS affiliate here in Lansing. And so I'm in the media. That's my day job, is in the newsroom. So I ran across this article. I've been fascinated by everybody talking about media and fake news and all of that. And I thought this article by Cal Thomas was really good, so I thought I would share it with you. He titled it Trump and the Media Demolition Derby, and it certainly has reminded us of that as we've watched over the last month of the Trump presidency. He begins with the traditional media has decided not to take President Trump's insults lying down after what may be the strongest and to his supporters, the most brilliant takedown of journalists by any president. Editor and publisher magazine featured this headline, newspapers aim to ride the Trump bump to reach readers and advertisers. Well, they may hate him, but they're going to use him. The article goes on. The Trump administration's combative view of traditional news media as the opposition party and fake news is turning out to be the best hope in 2017 for newspapers struggling to attract more digital readers and advertisers. The New York Times, the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, and Gannett Company are building online readership they gained during 2016 presidential election by marketing unbiased reporting as a sales strategy. I laughed at the last line, unbiased reporting as a sales strategy, Thomas goes on to say. It's because some Americans believe the reporting they consume is anything but unbiased, that their trust in media is at a historical low. Americans still trust Congress less, but media are in there fiercely racing lawmakers to rock bottom. If this were a limbo dance, the media trustworthy bar would be so low, only an ant could get under it. When CNN's Jim Acosta addressed the president at last Thursday's raucous news conference, he accused Trump of damaging the First Amendment by his frequent questioning of the media's fairness. It is actually the other way around. Most reporters live in a bubble. They spend time with colleagues who share similar secular progressive views and believe government is best when it's led by literal liberal Democrats, no matter how many times they fail the people they are supposed to represent. This is the filter through which all ideas are measured and all questions constructed. Some reporters believe they have an obligation to hold leaders accountable, and they are right to a point. But they don't appear to believe anyone should hold them accountable. They think they can say anything and accuse even the president of everything. And when they're wrong, they hardly ever apologize. Thomas goes on to say, unless their lie is so blatant that their bosses force the issue. I can't remember a time any journalist apologized to any president for getting facts wrong. Don't look for that to happen with this president either. The major media seems hungry to destroy him. Cal Thomas goes on to say, President Trump is an unconventional president dealing with conventional media. They don't get it, and he does. Trump voters hate establishment that has done far more for itself than it has for the country. They detest a media that trashes their traditional values, faiths, and beliefs. Trump is their revenge, and they are thrilled to watch the media get what they believe journalists have coming. Few people would deny the right or even the obligation of journalists to be skeptical, but in too many instances, skepticism has become cynicism. Just think of how the media characterizes all things conservative. Think of it this way. You own a restaurant, and customers are telling you they don't like the food. Your prices are too high, your restrooms are dirty, and the wait staff is surly. You have two choices. You address the complaints or tell your soon-to-be former customers to take their business elsewhere. The media are like the second choice, and as ratings and subscriptions sadly show, people are walking their business out the door. I seriously doubt the newspaper campaign will attract new customers. Virtuous people and noble professions usually don't have to convince others of their virtue and nobility. It is obvious, with much of the media represented at White House press conference, virtue and nobility are in short supply. I just thought that kind of an interesting take, that they may not like, media may not like it, but they're going to use this presidency to help sagging ratings and subscription rates. Just an interesting take on the whole thing. Even in our newsroom, it leans traditionally left. And there are a few of us in there that try to balance things out on a daily basis. But it's something we're all conscious of. It's I'm definitely one of the minority, that's for sure. In other news with President Trump today, new immigration policies are drawing both praise and alarm, as we're expecting perhaps a new executive order or some adjustments. Civil rights leaders and groups that have fought for more lenient immigration policies say the Trump administration's new enforcement plans will devastate families and communities and hurt economies across the country. But on the other hand, those who favor stricter enforcement are lauding President Donald Trump for keeping his campaign promises to crack down on illegal immigration. And some added that they wanted him to go even further in the new guides on border security and interior actions. Proponents of the policies that would give undocumented immigrants a path to legalization of their status said they're not surprised, but disturbed nonetheless by the sweeping changes expanding the categories of people who will be targeted for deportation and expedited enforcement, among other things. They have vowed to fight those changes in court, and we may be seeing something on that today. So we will stay tuned to that. One of my guests today will be talking about that. Kind of an interesting conversation I'm anticipating after reading up, preparing to talk to him. So we will look forward to that as well. Hope you're having a good Tuesday morning. It probably just got started for most of you, but we're glad you joined us here. I'm Cheryl Fritz. Happy Tuesday morning.